Call me Ferg He. Get it? Because it's like...
Oh, Ferg He.
That's okay. Me. I'm Ferg He.
That's like a new Silver Surfer that is a woman.
Silver Surfer. No way. And then the female Galactus. Or I guess that's his daughter, Galactica or whatever.
Wait, what? Oh, in the game.
Well, technically, she's not a game character. She came from the comics, okay? They didn't just make her up.
Oh, Shalabal is the name of the Silver Surfer.
I'm sorry?
Shalabal.
How you spell that, actually, bro?
Shala with an H at the end and then Ball. So what I heard is, I was actually listening to this on another podcast that I listened to, and apparently the lore is the original Silver Surfer is a herald of Galactus, and basically Galactus was about to destroy Silver Surfer's planet or eat it, as Galactus mm-hmm. does. And Silver Surfer was like, if you don't eat my planet, I'll work for you. And Galactus was like, all right, bet. And
damn, it's that easy, Galactus?
He did it so that Silver Surfer did it so he could protect his girlfriend, Shalabal.
Oh.
The female Silver Surfer.
I see.
Apparently it is that easy. I'm like, if I'm Galactus, it's like, why do I care, bro? It's like, if an ant comes up to me, and it's like, hey, can you just like not do something so that I can and I'll work for you? I'm like, I don't need you to work for me. You're an ant.
It's like, I'll send your text messages for you. It's like ant, I don't please. Need that. I'm just gonna
destroy your shit. Like,
I'm kicking your planet, ant bro. I'm putting grits in your fucking ant hill, bro. That's what I'm gonna do.
Grits is crazy. Wow, never heard of that before.
Wait, you ever heard about the grits thing?
No, who's putting grits in people's ant hills?
It's fucked up. Literally, my mom was even talking. We were talking about it the other day too. It's fucked up. You put grits in ant hills, and the
grits,
huh?
Cooked grits or
no? They gotta be uncooked. I'm transparency. I haven't done it. My mama's done it. So if it's bullshit, I'm sorry. And I'm pretty sure I think it's a thing. But you put the grits on the ant hill, the ants eat it, and then it like reacts in their stomach and they fucking explode.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, whoa, that's pretty crazy. It's pretty fucked up when you think about it. You can't just kill them, like, you know, stomp on them in their suffering like that. Now you gotta send them time bombs that explode in their stomachs. Like, what kind of sick, twisted?
That is sick.
That's what my mom is telling me to do. I don't know, man.
I feel like ants kind of have it tough too, because they have the fungi too, the Last of Us fungi that, you know, they get infected by the fungi and it just takes them over.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that about? I still don't really understand. So you're telling me just a little fungal thing has an ant operating against his will?
I mean, the fungus wants to live. The fungus wants to live. And so it's like, you know, just programmed to like, all right, how do I live? And it's evolved in such a way so it will take over the ant and it's got to take it to the next spot where it's like, this is how I live, this is how I propagate. And it is what it is.
That just seems fake. Advocated. Imagine that happening to a human.
Brains are too complex. We're too smart for that.
So no fungi is going to override our shit.
Not yet. But it might evolve. I mean, what if it could evolve to?
I mean, that is the whole Last of Us thing, right? But
that is true.
I feel like Last of Us didn't take it. It took it to be a scary type thing, which, I mean, I guess it is scary, but also it's kind of like, oh, we kind of just turn them into zombies, which I don't see the value in that as a fungus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the value of turning a human into a zombie unless you need, you know, protein to, you know, survive, like have the fun. I don't know. But just imagine having a fungus that doesn't turn you into a zombie. It just makes you fucking walk around and just do, like, just nothing. Like, walk around just shit.
You're still a zombie, but not like an aggro zombie.
Imagine being just a, like, imagine it being a possibility that you could just become a zombie, no aggro.
No way.
That's kind of scarier than aggro zombie.
Because you just standing around doing jack shit.
It doesn't seem as crazy as being, like, when you're like, oh, you're gonna turn into Agrazite, that just sounds so like far-fetched that it's like, okay, yeah, all right. But like just a it just sounds like, oh, I got the cold and now I'm just fucked. I'm a zombie now. But it's like,
Yeah.
oh, that's kind of scary.
Oh, yeah. Well, how is that more scary than running around? I mean,
I
like
mean, just
for the individual.
because I feel what I'm saying is I feel like it is it seems more plausible and
I see what
therefore
you're
it seems
saying.
scarier.
I
Like
see.
you
So it's
just
more
come home
realistic.
one day and your fucking wife caught the fungal shit and she's
She's
just walking
posted
around.
up.
She's posted up walking around doing shit and not responding to you. It's just like
And she
what?
can't, and she can't come back either.
And it's just a fungus that did this? Like what? A mushroom
A
type thing?
fun, I mean, it happens, but it is what the fun, see, the fungus is just trying to survive. So
I
it's
get
just,
it. I'm
you
just
can't,
it's
I see what you're
scary.
saying, though. It
It's
is
scary.
scary. It could, that could happen to us anytime, any place.
Anybody. It could happen to you listening. It could happen to you.
I hope not. Yeah, we need,
I hope not either, but
unless what if the fungus actually makes people tune into the Player podcast?
hey, let's look at that.
That
Let's spread it worldwide, man. You know what I'm saying? Fungus.
fungus. We spread the
Dang.
fungus. We might be
It's
on
been
fungus right now.
we might be Fungus Podcast. It's been a minute, my guy. It's been a
I
minute since I talked to
know.
you. I was overseas. You had a little stand-in,
I
a
did.
stand-in podcast. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. You know, the past week has been, you know, I've been on vacation. I haven't been able to
Really?
go anywhere just yet. I did go to IKEA. I have a
All right.
brief story about that as well. For the most part, just, you know, booling around the house, trying to get things cleaned up. Tomorrow, going to Chateau Elan, a little winery, a little resort
Okay,
with my
okay.
wife, spending the night for the first time
Love
away
it
from the
there.
baby. You said we're gonna love it there?
Oh, I said you love it. I feel like you talked about Chateau Elan on the podcast years ago.
I think I did. Yeah, that was the last
I'm
time.
pretty
That was the
sure you
last time
did.
we went, and I mean it was a great time. So we had to go back, run it back one more
Okay.
time. First time without the baby in 14 months.
Who's gonna have it? Have her, I guess.
Parent, my in-laws.
Okay.
I always forget how to refer to them. I always start off saying father-in-law, and then I say parent-in-laws, and then I'm like, nobody says parent-in-laws. That's strange. You just gotta say the in-laws. So they're gonna be watching the baby. I think they're trained up enough. You know, they got the stamina. They can hang for a night. That's all we're asking for. One night. We don't need it. We're not going away for you know, a weekend, you know, getaway. That'll be nice, but one night. So that's what we're doing tomorrow. I don't know. Did you get a chance to listen to part of the cool down last week?
See, I didn't, because first of all,
Okay.
I didn't realize there was a cooldown. I was listening to the main episode,
Oh, okay.
so I didn't. Maybe I just missed it. Maybe I hadn't had downloaded it
Okay.
before, like or whatever. But yeah, what's up?
So I gotta catch you up. Just like, I'm not even gonna, because you know the folks at home, y'all already know about the neighbor
Oh, is this?
beef.
I did see like in the Discord, y'all are
The Discord
talking
we're
about the
talking
neighbor
about
beef.
it.
So what's his problem? What is he on?
I'll update you on that, and then we had an update from today as well. So last week, like the day before recording, remember I told you, like, you know, we like chopped up the tree, we put the little sticks into a pile. This man came on my property and took the sticks and moved them further back on my property.
That's crazy. I mean, we're really getting into the point where it's just out of control at this point.
I'm just like, what's going on here, man? So at that point, I'm just like, nah, I'm going no contact with this guy. I don't really, you know, care about this man. Today, I'm mowing the grass. You know, I'm just trying to do my thing. He comes out. He's like, howdy, neighbor. You know, typical neighbor stuff. So I had to confront him. So I sat there. I sat him down, and I was like, hey, bro, why'd you report me to the HOA? To his
No,
face.
you didn't. No,
I
you didn't.
did. I did. Then, you know, he kind of gave me like, you know, the little run around type answer. Like, you know, like I just didn't really know, like, you know, what other, you know, channel to go through. 'Cause, you know, we weren't really communicating. You know, I'm just like, sure, the tree could have been chopped up at a different date. Sure, there could have been some different, you know, communication on my part, on his part. But nah, you're not snitching on nobody to the HOA. That's unforgivable.
He's
So
a rat, bro.
He is a rat. I had to, forgive him, to save face. You have to, say it in person and be like, yeah, man, yeah, it's no bad blood. And I'm not gonna hold, real bad blood. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be on the streets, looking at him like, me mugging him and shit. I'm just gonna keep it nice and cordial, keep my business going. But, it's still the same thing, the same feelings as it was before, where we just out here, like, you do your thing, I'm gonna do my thing, stay out of my way. So we quote unquote squashed it. You feel me?
Okay. I mean, that's the perfect segue too, because while I was gone, also the rat beef, the rat beef went nuclear. And I was just trying, I'm 8 hours everywhere. Ahead, and I'm like looking, trying to get all the fucking details. I'm like, it's just absolute chaos. So you have your own little beef going on with this neighbor. I mean, it's like, have you been following the rap beef at all?
Or? A little bit. I haven't listened to Drake's or Rick Ross's song. I've heard, some of the things that Rick Ross has said, but I haven't listened to Drake's thing yet. I also heard what he said about Metro Boomin, unfortunately, telling him to shut his whole ass up and get on the drums. Why? Right? I don't understand. Yeah. Why did he come at him so heavily? Of all the people.
Why did he come at him? I mean, I didn't think he came at him heavy. I just thought it was funny.
Okay, it was just funny.
Yeah, nobody was like, oh, like, you really got him with that. It's just like, it's kind of like reverting back to high school when, how you're like arguing with somebody. It's literally that. Where you're like, I know you ain't laughing. And everybody's like, yeah, bro, you like, I mean, you can't really jump in. It's sad because he can't say nothing. He just makes beats. He can't respond.
That's his response.
So you saw did you see the clip where he put his fucking AI face onto Nick Cannon drumline face? Drake put that on the clip. This is just.
Okay, yeah, that's why I'm like, why is he coming so heavy at Metro? He doing that? He's sending marching bands to Magic City? Like, what?
Maybe because it's Metro. Maybe it's Metro Boomin who had the album. Like, he produced the album. So I guess Metro Boomin was the vessel. I don't know. But I think Metro Boomin is just like, when this motherfucker can't respond, it's like, you can clown him all day.
That is true. Very one-sided.
It's very interesting just seeing all the different levels of beef. But long story short, I listened to that album, the Metro Boomin album. First of all, like that with Kendrick on it. Tough. Okay. That is a tough-ass song. The beat is tough. Kendrick's verse is tough. Everything else I've heard from that album, all the follow-up tracks from the second album, all that's ass, bro. It is
It is ass.
Like, we've talked about Future offline. The beat saves Future a lot of times, right? You got your Future beats. The beats were not saving his ass. Metro Boomin left him out to dry. It was just ass all around. I'm very excited to see when we get the Kendrick response, though.
We do know it is coming, right?
Yeah, apparently it's cooking. Apparently Kendrick has had a Drake diss for 4 years, which I don't fucking understand. How are you sitting on a 4-year diss? Like, doesn't just that shit case. Get outdated?
Just in like, case.
You know, like in the sneaker world, right? Like, if you buy a sneaker and you sit on it for like 6-8 years, the sole crumbles because it's just like you didn't wear it, you didn't reinforce it. I feel like, is he like tuning up the disc every couple of years, like some scandal comes out?
Little revisions.
Like, he can't be dissing about shit that happened 4 years ago. Like, people be like,
he could if he brings up Millie Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown, I'm waiting for the Millie Bobby Brown line. For sure.
It's like, Drake, why are you talking to these young girls? And there was some other actress too, like, who he was talking to, like, taking Instagram selfies with her when she was 16.
I was 16.
It's like, Drake,
it would be low hanging fruit.
I know, right? I wonder if Pusha T
came out with "You Were Hiding a Child." I feel like, to be honest, I feel like all these rappers, when you got groupies on the bus and stuff, I don't know what these people getting up to, So I feel like on some level, like if Future's like, oh yeah, you messing with Millie Bobby Brown. I know Future done does has some vile secrets behind doors. So maybe it's like they don't wanna break the Geneva Conventions and everybody should just start getting break exposed. The steel. But Kendrick, I feel like Kendrick is pretty straight laced. I feel like he could do it and not fear any repercussions, but I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. Anyways, what else is going on with you?
One other thing, maybe it was two. I gotta tell this story about while I was at IKEA trying to make a simple return. $15 IKEA leg from my desk. I decided I wasn't gonna put this leg on my desk because I don't need it. It's sturdy enough, sure, whatever. I walk in. We also bought a couple of bookshelves, you know, having a nice fun time in IKEA. So I go to the return section. They have like a little kiosk where you gotta like put your name on it and you'll like enter into the queue or whatnot. So I'm like, sure, that's fine. There's only one person in front of me. And then there's like these two old ladies at the counter. So they're just like, you know, taking forever, as old ladies tend to do. Then after they finish their business, they turn around. Then it's like, I don't know, the gabbing hour. They're out here yapping at everybody. They turn around, they see the lady in front of me who was apparently like, you know, wearing like scrubs or something. She's like, oh, they're like, oh, thank you so much for everything you do. You're just like so amazing, blah, blah, blah. So they're gabbing at her. And then I'm like, all right, come on now. Let's go on along. Then they push their little cart along. They're going. Then all of a sudden, one of the ladies, she turns around. She says, hey, anybody over here need this cart? And so then she, you know, she's hollering. You know, they're already like, you know, maybe 20 steps away. So one lady, she turns around and says, anybody needs this cart? But the other lady has the cart. And you know these ladies are old. So the other lady, she's just going. So she's like, oh, you know, God. All the way halfway down the front of the store.
Wait, this is at the self-checkout? What is this?
Well, this is at the return center.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So then the lady behind me made the grave error of saying, you know, I think I'll take the cart. So the lady who was like yelling, she turns around. She says, Carmen. You know, she's, you know, trying to get the other old lady's attention. There, like I said, she's old. She can't hear what's going on in, you know, a slightly crowded IKEA. And then I look away because I'm looking at my phone. I'm live texting this to Angelique. I stop hearing noise. And then I'm assuming, I don't know. Well, also, the lady behind me is like, oh, no, it's okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Because, you know, at that point, you're just like, just let it go. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Then a minute later, the first old lady comes back. She's like, yeah, I got your cart here. Here you go. She brings the cart to the lady behind me. And I'm like, damn, son, finally. Like, okay, I guess we're done. Then she proceeds to talk to the lady behind me. It's like talking about wow, your shoes are so nice. I like the way it's like the design here. And then eventually she finally left. And I was like, what is going on here? Like, there's just no way that y'all have turned my spot, like, three minute return into a 10 minute adventure. 15 minute
adventure. Stuff happened behind you affecting your return.
It just was in my ear, bro.
Okay, so you were just too distracted.
I couldn't handle anything that was going on in the So that's just the way it is. That was IKEA. Hold on. I always write stuff down. That was it. I want to hear about across the pond. Tell me. I want to hear about the gift of gab.
Oh, the gift of gab. Good. Thank you for reminding me about that. I'll tell you about that. I'll go through my photos to try and jog my memory. But first off, I'll tell you, I tried to prepare for the trip. So I was like, I took off the last day. And I was like, let me finish Final Fantasy Rebirth. All right. let me finish it before the trip. So, like, I'm playing this shit, and when I tell you the last two chapters of this game don't fucking end, the chapter 13 does not fucking end. And I'm just like, and I'll talk, just go listen to the main episode. I'll talk way more about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. But long story short, I did not finish the game. So then when I realized I wasn't going to finish it, I was like, I'm so close. And now I'm about to leave for like 10 days or whatever.
Oh, like, man.
I need to be able to finish this game. So then I was like, okay, I have a Steam Deck. Let me do PS Remote Play on my Steam Deck. So I'm like setting it up. I find this app. Okay. Oh, like you do this, that, and the other. I get it working. Perfect. I have Steam Deck Remote Play working. Everything's great. I get to the airport, and for whatever reason, it's like, oh, this config, like you set it up to remote play in your home. Like when you want to remote play on a different Wi-Fi network, you got to do a whole different configuration. So that fucked my whole plan up. I did not get to play Rebirth the entire trip, sadly, because first of all, remote play convoluted as fuck. Just it should
It
just
is,
work,
yeah.
right? It should just be like the Xbox fucking xCloud or
xCloud,
whatever.
yeah.
Just let y'all got a whole ass device to be doing this remote play, but it's not plug and play. I mean, just explain that to me.
My shit don't
Just
even
explain it
work,
to
and
me.
I'm upstairs. I'm everything on Ethernet sometimes just don't even work.
It's ludicrous, and not the one from Atlanta.
Shout out
But
Ludacris.
shout out Ludacris one time. But that being said, we flew across the pond to the UK. We met up with both of our mothers, and we proceeded to have a nice old little trip. So the first stop was London. I love London. London was lit. Immediately, when you're in Europe, you just once again look back at America and be like, yeah, our priorities are all out of fucking whack, bro. We're just sorry as fuck, bro. We're
Yeah.
just sorry. Like, when you look at their transportation is on point. When you look at their streets and shit, their streets, even London, I'm not eating off no London street, all right? Shit's not clean. It's not clean per se, but it's cleaner than our shit, right? It's cleaner than our shit.
Okay.
So I'm just like, man, it just feels so nice to be in a place where people know what the fuck is going on. And it's like, I get it. Every city has its own problems. I know London got its own Brexit bullshit going on, and they got
People stabbing people.
they got people stabbing people. They got KSI and peddling Prime on the street corners. But I think the public infrastructure is key number one. Everything rotates around the public infrastructure, right? If you got a good public infrastructure and good public resources, then that's you're set. It's like a luxury to worry about everything else. So it was nice being there, walking around, taking the train everywhere, taking the buses. For the most part, we looked at castles. We went to the museums and stuff in the UK. And another thing is very interesting. It's just like the architecture, where it's like America's so fucking new that, all of our buildings either look new or they have like a old look, but they don't look like time period old. They just look old. They look like modern old. You know what I'm saying?
Fake
When
old.
you're in the UK, like it fake old exactly. When you're in the UK, you're like, yeah, this shit could have been built like 500 years ago. I don't know, because they have all these nice stone buildings. Going to castles is crazy, where you're like, yeah, motherfuckers were in here like, 600 years ago, beheading motherfuckers and whatnot. We learned a lot of stories about, I don't know, royalty and stuff, people getting beheaded, people being traitors, people being, called witches, all that good stuff. And it just puts into perspective how much they were booing over here in Europe. I'm sure in Spain too. I would love to learn some Spanish history, but Europe, Spain, I'm sure in Asia as well, where like back in the day, these motherfuckers were running things back in the day, and they were just doing
Whatever they
whatever, bro. Like
wanted,
they I learned about so many fucking executions, so many like real life Game of Thrones shit, where it's like, oh yeah, we gotta kill this queen. They made this little girl, force her claim to the throne, even though she didn't want to claim to the throne just because she had like a little bit of blood.
Oh,
And then, of course,
nah.
when she made a claim to the throne, the older person who didn't have a claim to the throne had more power, so they just got her executed. All this type of stuff.
Holy.
It was all sorts of vibes. So, shout
How
out
many
UK.
days? How many days in the UK?
I was there for four days.
Okay, 4 to 10.
We also had a little tea party type thing, where we had like a little, I don't even know what it's called, like a tea. A
Sounds like a
tea
tea.
reservation and a tea room.
That sounds
Like I
like a
said, it's
tea
a tea
party.
party. It was, well, I tell you, that's probably one of the best fucking things I did in London, bro. They brought out this little like 3 or 4 level
Oh
like
yeah.
platter thing. We had scones on there. We had tea. They gave me these big old little sugar cubes, and it was kind of like
Oh.
everybody had their own little pot of tea. that they could choose. And like, I was like, I had all the sugar foods to myself. Nobody's using sugar cubes. I had, like, pour me another cup. Let me, I was like
a gotta fucking, watch out them teeth, boy.
I was going crazy with the tea. They, you know, back in the day, you would hear British people talking about tea. I'm going to eat my tea and crumpets. And you're like, bro, what the fuck are you on? I get it.
Oh, that tea was, you get it.
That tea was kind of slapping. That tea was kind of slapping. So shout out to the UK. Then we headed over to Scotland, Edinburgh, Scotland, which was a different vibe. It was even more like, oh shit, this is like just kind of like an idealistic place in the middle of nowhere that has a lot of roots in, you know, medieval type history where you're seeing castles on the streets and everything. And it's not like overly capitalistic or, you know, tech focused and everybody's trying to advertise. It's just like, we just on these fucking cobblestone streets, like we're in the fucking Dishonored 2 time period where motherfuckers are just
Whoa.
walking around living their life. You know what I'm saying? So we went on tours in Scotland. We were there for 2 days. So we went to the Highlands, which is basically like we're going deep into rural territory. We saw a bunch of hairy cows and just like little landscapes and castles in rural Scotland. And I think we were driving, we were on like this coach bus and we drove for like 90 minutes and they're still, we were like still driving through cities and shit. But then I saw on the bus stop a fucking poster for like the Fallout Prime show. And I'm like, where the fuck am I right? Where, I'm literally like, I don't know where I am. And I'm seeing this advertisement for this Amazon Prime show. How is this possible? How did they get it out here?
Bro, you think they don't have
How far did
technology
this
out there?
campaign? They got technology, but I'm like, are these motherfuckers really that excited about Fallout Prime here in this fucking probably like 5,000 per capita town out here?
They
Like,
might be down. What do
they
you
might be. I was just kind of surprised. And that's
Okay.
another thing in London. I was seeing advertisements for like, you know, this new Civil War movie. I was like, why the fuck do they care about this in the UK? What do they care about this for?
They just want to see what
But
it's like. They want to know what it's going to be like in America in 10 years.
one thing I will say that, you know, Europe slash UK was really slacking on. Y'all apparently don't got none of your own fucking television or movie productions, all right? Because everything I saw was US focused
Ooh.
movies, US fucking
Get them.
focused TV shows. I was seeing Kong versus Godzilla ads. Why don't y'all, why are we doing all the work when it comes to Hollywood? All right. It's us and it's fucking India with their fucking Bollywood movies. All right. Nobody else is making movies.
Don't forget about Nollywood, okay? Nigeria, number three.
That hasn't made it over to the West. All right.
Okay, all right,
That
all right.
hasn't made it over. But, and I guess a little bit of, I guess Asia kind of making some stuff here and there, but
Yeah.
everybody's consuming our shit. All right. I would love for these other countries to step it up. Austra, where's the Australian movies? The Australian blockbuster movies. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta be they're there somewhere. It's probably like one or two.
They're
I feel
not.
like they're just, they're scarce. But that's the
I'm
problem. That's
all
what
I'm
you're
saying.
saying. That's the
That's
problem.
exactly.
Okay.
We need kangaroo wood. We need fucking
Oh.
palace wood. All these different. Y'all need to make your own Hollywoods. All right.
Okay.
We can't just be us in India. Get the fucking together. Also went to Ireland, like you said. Went to Blarney Castle, all right. Blarney
Lonnie.
Castle. When I tell you Blarney Castle might have been one of the most lit places I went on this trip.
What
Blarney
the heck?
Castle is like it's like a big old ass estate. Like, yes, there is a giant medieval castle. We went to a lot of castles, and the castles kind of range. I think this was the only castle that was what you think about when you think about like a medieval castle. All the other castles were like kind of medieval, but they still had cannons there, and like they had still kind of retrofitted it to be like,
That medieval? Oh, I guess no, they would. That's
wasn't
not
exactly
medieval.
medieval, right? It was
I
like a little
see.
bit after, and they, you know,
Okay.
upgraded it with the times. Blarney Castle was like, all right,
Like
this is the
trebuchets and
fucking
shit.
exactly. It was like, okay, this is the room y'all go in when you need to take a shit. There's a little slit in the ground that just hits the bottom of the just hits on the grass at the bottom of the tower or whatever. So Basically, barn and castle, tons of gardens, tons of stuff before you even get to the castle. It was like a little amusement park. But we got to the castle. First of all, our tour guide, Paul, shout out Paul, dude was amazing. He was basically like, hey, like, you gotta kiss the Blarney Stone. Like, everybody gotta kiss the Blarney Stone. People have been doing this for hundreds of years. It'll give you the gift of gab. I was like, all right, I'm not
Gift
kissing a fucking
again.
stone, bro. I'm not kissing those stones. But I was like, all right, let's see. We go to this castle. It was like in the before you head up, you see signs that are like enter at your own risk. Like it's a bunch of steps, blah blah blah. We're like, okay. So we tell our moms, hey, you probably don't want to do this. Like our family's gonna be
Hey,
a
mom's
lot
got
of
sad.
steps, blah blah. So moms were like, okay, like that's fine. We're going up a spiral staircase. When I tell you this shit is tight as fuck, like my shoulders are like squeezed, squeezed. All the steps are wet somehow. Like I don't like there's a roof, kinda, but all the steps are wet, and you're like grabbing this little rope as you like, you know, climb up this small spiral staircase. I was like, oh nah. And we're just going, we're going, we're going. We finally get up to the top of this fucking castle. We're like, wow, this is sick. And then we just see this guy at the top of the castle, just on one knee. And he was there to facilitate the kissing of the Blarney Stone. So I'm like,
You got
what?
the kissing facilitators, okay.
So basically what you have to do to kiss the Blarney Stone, because I don't know what the fuck the Blarney Stone is. It's the stone like in built into the side of the top of the castle, but it's like the bottom, it's like low. It's like not easily accessible. I can't just get on my knees and kiss it. What I had to do was I had to lay down on my back, grab these railing, and tilt my head completely back, farther back than I think I should tilt it. And when I tilt my head back, I'm almost looking at the bottom of the ground of this castle. So if you have a fear of heights, I'm like, I was like I went down to do it. And I tilted back and like all my shit like started to like come up off of me, like my crossbody bag, my jacket. I was like, oh no, oh no. So I had to
Just
get
about to
back up,
drill.
take all my shit off,
Oh.
grab back. I felt like I was gonna fall through this fucking hole of this castle. It's gonna be my last kiss of
It was
anything
actually a
ever.
prank. They just like to
And I know
drop
they're like, hey.
motherfuckers
It was actually a secret torture technique. But I
No.
kissed the stone and I got the gift of the gab. Immediately after I kissed the stone, another couple, Amanda didn't kiss it. I was like, yeah, you probably don't want to do this because you'll probably get freaked out. Amanda didn't kiss it, but the couple behind us kissed it. And we immediately started talking. They were like, hey, oh, you guys kissed it, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. And then, like, as we went down,
Nah.
we were checking out all the little rooms. We were gabbing. We had to get the gab. They're like, oh, yeah, we saw this little carving that said 1806 in here. We're like,
No,
no way.
they were just
And they're like,
acting, bro. They're acting.
we were chatting it up. So I do now have the gift of gab, which just means you talk better, I guess. I don't fucking know what it does, to be honest. But I have it. I have the gift of
Okay.
gab.
Excellent.
Also went to the Cliffs of Moher, which was also an
Okay,
island.
yeah.
Very sick, very sick, and very cool little cliffs. I guess that's where they filmed the scene of Harry Potter going into the cave to, you know, destroy the final Horcrux with Dumbledore or whatever and Harry Potter, I don't know. But the cliffs are very cool, very windy, but very sick. Do you have any questions about Europe before we wrap up this cool down?
Man, you gave me the full spiel, so you had a nice little time on the islands, the English side.
Did I did.
Y'all didn't touch down on the mainland of Europe.
No mainland in Europe. Oh,
Okay.
one other thing I will say. The Irishmen, fucking rowdy. Rowdy bunch, all
The
right? Like,
rowdy, okay.
yeah, I think our hotel was, we unexpectedly booked our hotel on like the most popular bar street in Ireland. It was a bar
Oh,
next to our hotel. It was like worse than a frat party. You know, at Georgia Tech, when people motherfuckers would be waiting
yeah.
to get into the party, and it'd be like 100 motherfuckers outside trying to get in. It was like that. They were all standing outside with their Guinness. Like all, we were like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey.
every establishment after like 7 p.m. had their own bouncer. Like every, our hotel had a bouncer. The souvenir shop had a bouncer. What? Grocery store had a bouncer. We, and this reminds me too. Went to the grocery store, and people are just booing in the grocery. They're going crazy. Like everybody in this fucking town after like 7 p.m. Everybody's going crazy. I'm over there. We're trying to get bottles of water. We're like, oh yeah, let's get some bottles of water for the hotel. We go to self checkout. I hear some lady saying, "There ain't no Lay's here today. There ain't no Lay's chips here to stop today." I'm like, "What the fuck? Why is she yelling? Why is this lady? Why is this employee yelling?" And then I look at her again. She doesn't even work here. And no Lay's, no Lay's. I'm like, bro, what? I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I have never seen this. Like, it literally felt like it was college, but just the entire city, like how people on like a college night act out throughout the entire city.
Is this in Dublin?
This is in Dublin. This is in Dublin. So if you're ever looking for a good time just to see some wild shit, go to Dublin.
I have to go. I'm already due for a trip. Anjali says Ireland is lit. You know, she did her little study abroad over there. Not in Dublin.
I met some Georgia Tech kid out there too. Okay. At the Clemson Mower. He was like, oh yeah, I was supposed to study abroad, do a little GT, you know, whatever international thing. He's like, but yeah, you know, COVID happened. I'm like, damn, bro, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Hell for you, brother. He was a graduate? Yeah.
He had just graduated.
Oh, okay. Well, at least he made it over here.
He made it.
True.
But yeah, they were absolutely fucking booing in Ireland, which is crazy. In UK, it was like the exact opposite. Everybody's like prim and proper, you know, wearing their little suits and whatnot.
There are a lot of people wearing suits on the street.
A lot of, I don't know if suits is the right word, but you know, they had their little pea coats or, you know, when you think of like,
Peaky Blinders,
exactly. Okay. Yeah, Peaky Blinders, all that good stuff. A Christmas Carol type ass fits. Ooh. So,
okay.
Long story short, U.S., our shit's just whack, bro. We ain't got no history. Our history is too short. Like, our history is like, oh, yeah, we fucking took our shit from the British, which, quite frankly, that's a pretty good origin story because Ireland, Scotland, they were getting hoed by the British.
They were too close.
They were too close, getting regularly hoed. The British just walked up in their shit talking about, yeah, I'm the king now. Like, it's just, I was like, y'all kind of got bitch made. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Us? We took our shit back. You said, oh, yeah, y'all going to drop us off over here? We ain't coming back. We ain't paying shit.
This is our shit. And then, you know,
our shit straight. We'll keep the slaves. We'll keep the slaves. And then it's immediately like civil rights. Like, we ain't got no fucking history. We ain't got no castles over here.
No real castles. It's always like somebody trying to like do what they did.
Exactly. We got a bunch of weak shit. So I'm kind of disappointed in America in that, right? But
we got to make our own history. We got to make it right now.
What do we have? Well, at least we have a fucking
cookout. And they don't have cookout. And we have Waffle House. Chick-fil-A. Oh,
pretty sure.
They do have
pretty sure.
They have one Chick-fil-A, I think.
Oh. Who is they?
The UK.
They got one Chick-fil-A.
I think they just got it. Either they just got it or they had one and then it closed. Wait. Oh, never mind. They get one next year. My fault.
Okay, so we're still up on them.
We're still up. Wait, they're returning to the UK. So they had one, and
lost it,
and now it's coming back. Okay.
All right. UK listeners, write in. Let us know what the story is for that Chick-fil-A, all right? Set the record straight. And that's it. Everybody, go to UK. Have a good time. Have a good weekend. Let us know what your next travel plans are. Our son's going to Chateau Elan. I think I'm going to California in a few months for a weekend. That's my next trip.
Okay.
What's everybody else going? Let us know.
Hopefully someplace fun.
All right. See ya. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Peace.